Join us as Ike Yosef and Jim Poplava interview Glenn Neely.
You also see that in this period of time that perhaps that we'll do away with the present income tax system and go more towards a consumption tax?
Yeah, the long-term forecast that I made back in 1988 and talking about the fall of communism and massive worldwide boom in productivity and so forth was mostly based on the fact that all human progress is founded on increasing efficiency. And so it was very easy just to look over the political and economic landscape and figure out what is the most inefficient system on earth at that time. And communism, I think, ranked at that time as the most inefficient way to run a society. So it was a pretty easy guess that if we were going to get this great economic boom, which wave theory suggested we would, that for that to happen, the most inefficient systems had to come to an end. And that's how it came about predicting that. So now we're in a new phase where those governments are already either crashing down or have already changed. So what's the next most, you might say, insidious, inefficient part of our of the U.S. system, at least? And I think that has a lot to do with our tax structure, our tax system. It's incredibly inefficient, extremely burdensome, expensive. There's a lot of waste. There's a lot of, you know, corruption and so forth, and nobody understands it. It keeps getting more complicated. So it's a big problem. And so if we're going to continue to boom, which wave theory, again, continues to say we're about, say, 10 to 15 years away from the next huge economic boom in the stock market, if that's going to happen, then sometime during the next 10 to 20 years, we're going to have to lay the foundation to get rid of a lot of this waste. Now, because trends usually start, new trends usually start toward the end of an old trend, it may take until 2010, 2015 before we see even the beginning talk and serious discussion of changing the current tax system. But it's going to have to eventually be changed or eliminated for us to get, I think, to the next level of economic progress. So I do see the IRS either changing or getting eliminated, and that consumption tax is the way the founding fathers originally wanted the tax system to work, and that's far more efficient and far more fair. So there's a pretty high probability that we're going to be heading toward that over the next 10, 20, maybe 30 years.